Hare Krishna. So welcome all of you on 26th of June. Hare Krishna, Friday. So this whole arrangement of Srimad Bhagavatam Katha is actually wherever it is performed, na? Maybe performed in Dadar, maybe performed in Mira Road, maybe performed in anywhere. Wherever it is being performed, a whole universe gets benefited. That is the whole point to understand. And why we are doing it is in this hospital is that we want to invest lots of spiritual energy into this place. And that day, on the 4th or 5th day, I just realized that there is also one more benefit of this whole Katha organization, is that all those who must have died in this hospital, for whatever reasons, if this is performed over here, they also get delivered from wherever they are. That is the benefit of this whole. That's what I told in the first day. All that glories of this month and recitation of Bhagavatam. It's all available on YouTube. You can all see that. But most important purpose of doing all these things, from my point of view, is I want to benefit all our staff members. That is my main purpose. Main motivation for me is only to do that. And rest all, if outsiders come and attend and all, are welcome. It's all right. But I want you all to be there. It is meant for you. So that you get the essence of all the benefits that this hospital is able to offer you. Like many of us come here, all of us actually come here to earn money. And that's not wrong. Everybody needs money to run the family. So that's not wrong. But this hospital is able to provide you a purpose which is beyond earning money only. This hospital is designed in such a way, or envisioned in such a way, from vision point of view, conceived the idea in such a way, that whoever joins here in the name of a job, including all of us, will get something much, much beyond their job and money. Much beyond your work satisfaction, what you do here, job satisfaction, and your professional growth, all those things. Apart from that, you are supposed to receive here something which is much more beyond that. That is connection with God, nourishment of your soul with spiritual energy. You know, so various programs are arranged here. So whichever programs, it's like when you go for a rich man's daughter's wedding, you have 160 items displayed there. And obviously 160 items you can't have. So you choose. Okay, I like Punjabi, so you go and eat Punjabi. So everybody has something for him. You know, I'm a South Indian also is available. If you want to have something, time pass, that also is available there. So Bhaktivedanta Hospital, spiritually, is like that. The rich man's daughter's wedding. And there are so many varieties of things available here. And you can take any one of things that you like. Now you like festivals, you may like this, you may like that. You like Sanjeevani, you may like Jagruti. You may like drama, you may like this, you may like Rathyatra. All variety of things that you can enjoy and also nourish your soul is available here. And I don't know, since I have been here, I always keep thinking only one thing, that all those who worked in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, in whatever capacity and whatever time period they must have worked, so many of us were there. And they are not working here now, they are working so many other places. They worked for 6 months, 1 year, and they went away, right? So it's always my dream and a prayer that all those who worked here, even for a short time or even for longest period of time, they all should be eligible to enter the kingdom of God at the end of their life. Just because they worked here, that should be their connection and their passport and visa to the kingdom of God. That is my big lofty dream. I know my prayers and my dreams, who cares? But still, I have right to put my dreams and prayers. Na? However insignificant they could be, but I have that dream and I have that prayer. Why not? What stopped me from putting that prayer? And why should I stop from putting that prayer also? Results can be given by Lord, whatever you want. Prabhupada was sitting on a bench in America, and he had just reached America He had nothing. He had no food to eat also. He had no place to stay also. He had no money in the pocket also. And he's sitting on the bench in the park, and an old man is sitting next to him. And Prabhupada is telling him that there are hundreds of temples, and there are thousands of disciples, and there are millions of books sold. So the old man was thinking, what are you talking in? You don't have anything. But today whatever he spoke is all already happened. And it all happened before he died. And after he left, 2.5 times more things have happened after he left. So what appeared to be most impractical and sometimes maybe more, you can say this old man is eccentric, you know, he doesn't have logical understanding of what's going on around. He's not in senses, he feels, he's little dreamy, he's not in touch with reality. It's like I will say, one day I'll lift a mountain. So you will say, send him Dr. Savi. Because how I'll lift mountain? But suppose one fine day you will see me lifting mountain, then you will understand ki I made a mistake by sending him to Dr. Savi. So like that, an old man was thinking ki this is a madman actually. He has come from India, not even his country, and he thinks such a huge thing, which is totally impractical at the age of 70 years, what he will do. But in 81 years of age, when he left this world, whatever he spoke in that park was true. So it is said that never hesitate in desiring and never hesitate for praying for your desire. Nothing stops you from, all the creation has taken place by desire only. Isn't it? Everything is based on desire. We all desired to be separate from the Lord. So today we are here in the material world. We thought we don't want to stay with the Lord. We want to stay, wherever we want to stay independent of the law of the Lord. It's too much, you know, to bear all rules, regulations, this, that, no independence, no mastery. He is the master, he is the boss, he is the order giver, he is the controller. Who am I? I am nobody. I don't want to stay with this Lord. Find some place where I can go without him. So Lord said, okay, this is the place for you. I'll provide ration for you here. I'll provide water for you. I'll provide air for you, I'll provide nature for you, fruits, everything, maintenance, everything. It's like I put you in jail, but in jail also you'll get a bed, you'll get food, you'll get water, bathroom, everything will be available. Some punishment will be there, but you'll not die. You will survive. And when you will recognize and realize, you can come back also and live in city. So even if the government puts you in jail, still government gives you food and shelter and everything else, right? So like that, even if you have given up the Lord, rejected him, denied his authority over you, still Lord has provided you a place where you can maintain yourself nicely and live a life thinking that you are independent of the Lord. Thinking only, you think that I am the boss here, I don't believe in God. So in such a condition, this is happening because of desire, because we desired, so we are here. If you desire something else, you will go somewhere else. So it is said that today whatever you are desiring is your future tomorrow. Whatever you are thinking today will happen tomorrow, will be your future. And whatever it is said that you are also designing your next life by your activities now. And your current life is the result of your desire and activities of the past. Whatever you desired in the past and did accordingly, today is the result of that. At the age of 16, when you went to college, you thought, I'll become a dietitian. And today you're a dietitian. It's like that. Your activities in the past as a link to your current situation. So now suppose we want to desire that I want to go back to Godhead. I want to go back to God again. I made a mistake. And looks impossible looking at the situation right now. Long time has passed after I came here. I'm so used to being here. And actually I love being here also. In the world of repeated birth and death, I love being there. I don't want to die. Aisa hai sab condition. But still, my point was that we should not be miserly in desiring for so-called unbelievable impossible things in life. Don't be miserly in desiring for good things. Don't think, ye kaise ho sakta hai? Srila Prabhupada, one time, there's a place called New Vrindavan. The place called New Vrindavan in West Virginia, in USA. It's a beautiful place to visit, actually. Very, very beautiful place to visit. Just now, Dr. Dalal came from that place. I visited a few years back. It is a 3,000-acre area. And in that 3,000-acre area, there are 7 mountains. It's an amazing place, I'll tell you. The devotees bought that. They bought the whole mountains properly with paperwork and everything. And there were 7 temples. So then one day, Srila Prabhupada was invited there to see. You bought a place, so you will take your guru. I took Radhanath Swami to Barsana land, win me purchase. Maharaj, this is our land. What do you think we should do here? Like that, they took Prabhupada there. So Prabhupada, amazing personality was. Amazing personality. He said, chop this mountain from here and make a temple there. And here I want one river flowing, and you do this, and you cut it over here. It's like put this down and put this up. Like that he was telling. So simple it was. And devotees were feeling, what's happened to Prabhupada? Is he insanity? Is he talking sense? Do you know what you're talking, Prabhupada? And today if you go there, all that he said is done there. Everything is there, whatever he said. All temples that he wanted to be constructed, they're all there. And what he didn't tell, one more thing happened. What he did not tell to make, that is his own samadhi, the devotees built by own hands. No mason, no labor, nothing. Right from laying a brick to plastering and to painting and to gold leafing. It is called as Prabhupada's Palace of Gold. And what I am telling, you have to go and see and believe what I am telling you. It's actually Palace of Gold. And every leaf of gold is put there by devotees in their own hands. So they went to market, they studied everything, took years after years. And that is something in American tourist map, Prabhupada's Palace of Gold. It's a tourist spot. Now also, flocks of people come to visit that place. So when he spoke those things, it appeared absurd actually. Totally impractical and impossible and nonsensical thing it appeared like that. But he was not miserly to desire, he desired. One fine day he came to Babulnath, and there's Bharati Vidya Bhavan there. All of you know, famous Bharati Vidya Bhavan, made by K.M. Munshi and all old guys, And so he gave Bhagavad Gita lecture. That building is so solid and so magnanimous, and it is still there as it is only. The rock steps and the rock walls and everything, so beautiful, a British time building. So Bharati Vidya Bhavan, he gave lecture there, Bhagavad Gita lecture, and he was coming down. And there's a lane from Bharati Vidya Bhavan to Babulnath, straight. Dwarkadish Mandir, from there you go, and you go up on the mountain, Babulnath temple. So he just raised his stick like this. He said, in this gully there should be a temple. It will be very nice if you have a temple there. And many years passed. That he spoke must be 1975. And in 1976, we entered there. I myself entered there when we got 2 rooms there. And me and my wife just married, we joined there as temple full-time devotees. And we stayed there in a small room there. We began with 2 rooms. Now it is a full-fledged temple after 25 years. Full-fledged temple, which has become the exemplary temple for the whole world today. People come and learn there how you did all these things, and you come to learn from many way places all over the world. So he just raised his stick and told there should be a temple here. And there was what was there? Lady Nowakuth Hindu orphanage was there. Old, 1901, in this year it was established by some people, some Moraji Desai type people, old freedom fighters and all kind. I mean, Lokman Tilak was there, Mahatma Gandhi was there. And that place, when one time Britishers came searching for Mahatma Gandhi to arrest him, he had come and hid himself behind the Lakshmi Narayan temple, which is there now. वहाँ पर जाके छुपे थे वो महात्मा गांधी. थोड़ा आगे जाएंगे तो मणि भवन है, महात्मा गांधी का हेडक्वार्टर्स था उधर, मणि भवन. It is only few minutes walk from there. It's a very historic place. And in that Lady of North Court Hindu Orphanage, Arvind Mafatlal was chairman of the trust. And his son-in-law, Dr. N.D. Desai, Mafatlal's brother-in-law, was one of the trustees. So they just hired two rooms. They were trustees anyways, but they just leased us two rooms. Then three rooms, then four rooms, then five rooms, then six rooms, then seven rooms and eight rooms. Then one building and second building, the third building and the fourth building, like that. Everything is changed. I stayed there for 2 years full time doing charity work, you know. So everything is just, it is said that when a pure saintly personality desires something, no, the Lord is obliged to fulfill the desire. Whenever a pure devotee desires something, and his desire is never selfish, he never desires for himself, I want a bungalow, I want this property on my name. He always desires something which is benevolent to everybody else in this world, to deliver them from their sufferings, to do good to them. That is his desire. Even he said ki there should be a temple, it didn't mean I want to come and stay in that palace there. I want a house over here to stay. He didn't say that. He wanted people to get benefited. When he wanted to say ki chop the mountain here, do this here, do this temple over here, he wanted to create a place which is replica of actual Vrindavan here. Everybody may not be able to come to India to see what actually Vrindavan is. You and me are Indians, we can go one overnight train, we can go there. But so many Westerners across 10,000 miles from here, they may not be able to go to Vrindavan and actually experience what Vrindavan is. So he wanted to create a replica of Vrindavan. Same things wanted to create there. He didn't want to have 3,000 acre property on his name. And he wanted to stay in that palace. The palace was built after he left this world, by the way. He never stayed in that palace. They wanted him to stay, actually, in this life only. But by the time it was ready, he had already left. Imagine.
There's a room with his bed and...
Yes, yes, yes. There is everything. So it is so beautiful, I'll tell you. So beautiful it is. So it's an offering of disciples to a guru. In honor of their guru, what they feel grateful for that they offered as an offering to him. It's a memorial of Srila Prabhupada's glory there. So point I was trying to convey to you that if we sit here and desire that all of us one day hold hands of each other and enter the kingdom of God. Somebody that day asked me, it's a very punchy question, huh? They asked me that, you think you will go back to Godhead? You think you will be going in the kingdom of God? So I said, I am myself not eligible to go, but my spiritual master is eligible to take me back to God. With his power, maybe I will be there. Then second question. First googly or second googly? Second googly is that if you are eligible to go by whatever mercy, what about others who are not going? What will you do? Matlab, question is that will you wait till they are qualified to go or you will go alone? So I said that when I will go, I will never go alone. I will wait for some people at least to get together and go. Now all this may be a dreamy poetry, for example. I can write a nice poetry, you know. And you all say, wow, wow, kya baat hai. MashaAllah, you can say that. But if you sincerely desire and your desire is for others, for example, like if I really desire that if I were ever to go to kingdom of God, Lord, I don't want to go alone. I want to take all my people whom I know, I want to take everybody holding their hands. Why Lord will not respond to that? If your desire is selfless desire, why Lord will not respond to your desire? If you say, no, Lord, I don't care for anybody. You see that I am in. Then he will say, you wait. You are not eligible to come. Because he knows ki you are so selfish and so keen that you should be therein. And then you will see who is outside. So I am saying all my talk which I did today will be all baseless and senseless and impractical and impossible. But there is no harm in desiring. Keep desiring, keep desiring. Ultimately, all the things that you desire sincerely, you will see happening in front of your eyes. And aisa bhi bataya gaya scriptures mein, whatever you focus on, that thing grows in life. So today you decide, okay, my kitchen now is completely in a mess. Now next 8 days now, I'll see that my kitchen is in order. Nothing else I'll say as a bedroom, I'll do next month. This week, before this June ends, I want to see that my kitchen is in place properly. And you start giving time, planning, everything. At the end of the month, on 1st July, you'll see your kitchen is in place. Because you have given thought, you have planned, and you acted upon it. Next year, my son is in 12th. I'll put everything, it's going on, but I'll see that my mind will be on my son. I'll see that I'll make all plans for him, train him properly, give him time at the examination. I'll plan my holidays accordingly. No outing this month, no going this year to any picnics or any trips, but my son. So you'll see the results over there. So wherever you apply your mind, it is said that wherever a human being has such power, human beings are given such power by God that wherever you put your mind, that thing will grow. That will manifest. You have to simply focus. Focus your energy of mind on that particular thing. And you will see things happening gradually. That is why we say, don't ever think negatively. Then those things will appear in front of you. As per your conviction, as per your faith, and as per your desire, you will see things happening. आप बोलेंगे ना ये तो नहीं होगा ये तो impossible है होने का वो कभी भी नहीं होगा. That is how it is. So to begin with, whatever we do, we always have to think कि ये होगा और मैं ये करूँगा, मैं करना चाहूँगा और मैं पूरा टाइम दूंगा, पूरा प्रयत्न करूँगा और चालू करूँगा. संकल्प, faithful faith, and then you will see. अभी भागवत कथा का देखो ना, I gave you just example of that only. I began with certain things, and as the first lecture I gave, I thought, my God, we 450 people, no budgeting then for 450 people. How will I feed them? And how can I not feed them also? I have invited them, they will come, and I have declared the plan and declared the speakers and auditorium book karke rakha hai, everything. Now I cannot, I said, 200 only, baki sab log hari bol, ghar jaake khana khao. And then I saw that overwhelmingly people are coming forward and want to donate and donate and donate. With not that great efforts. Huh? I'm not just slogging day and night for that. It's just I'm sitting in my office and people are calling me and they're coming to me and then giving. To the counter people they're giving. And I saw that I made a project. I let the Lord please. And then see that it's all done. If I say that this is cancel karo, it's possible. Nahi hai. If I think like that, nothing will happen. That means when I think like this, I'm saying I have no faith in my Lord that he will do it. Ultimately, he's the doer. I'm expressing lack of faith in him. So why it will happen? No, first day we distributed khichdi, samosa and halwa. Not all. As a menu plan. It's not that we were talking about to less people. We had all kinds of plans. So the point I'm trying to tell you that all this arrangement and this miraculous happenings that are going on are all arranged for all of you people. You are the actual beneficiary supposed to be of this program. So, I know it's difficult, it's raining and school and this and there. But when I was reading, I read that the whole process, how one should organize Srimad Bhagavatam story program. And they said we should request people, very sincere heart, request people to come. And those who can't come for all the days, should request them, please come for one day at least. It's all given in scriptures, huh? I'm not talking about what I'm thinking. How one should request people, how should invite them, what kind of arrangement to be done, how the arrangement should be done. Everything is given in details. How to create benefit for people. And what is the benefit? If you simply hear these stories of the Lord, How to tell you? It is said that if you simply absorb yourself, not like this, 8:30, 9 o'clock, not like that. You are fully absorbed. You don't even know how much time is passing. You are simply drenching yourself in the nectar of hearing the pastimes of the Lord. If you hear that way, with full attention, at the end of your life, you will go back to the kingdom of God. That is what is mentioned in the scriptures. Anyone in the month of Purushottam Mass, this month, auspicious month, hears Srimad Bhagavatam with faith and devotion, only with that activity, it will be recorded, and activity will be recorded on your name. With that asset, I heard Srimad Bhagavatam in this month. With that card, you will enter the kingdom of God. Now, even after this is told, people still don't come. Why? Why that happens? What is your answer? वो इतना ऑर्डर करके रखा है. अमेरिकन जर्नी फ्री ऑफ चार्ज. जस्ट गो टू द एयरपोर्ट, टिकट विल बी गिवन फ्री ऑफ चार्ज टू यू. 15 डेज टूर इज प्लान्ड फॉर यू, नो चार्जेस फॉर यू. जस्ट रीच एयरपोर्ट बिफोर 11 o'clock. फिर वी विल फाइंड पीपल आर नॉट गोइंग. व्हाई? व्हाट इज द आंसर टू दैट? और समबडी टेल्स यू, यू गो टू कोलाबा, इज अ थिएटर कॉल्ड एरोस थिएटर, टुडे from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., whoever will reach there will get 10 crores of rupees. Just you have to reach there, but that's all. It's raining here, it's stormy, it's all, traffic is collapsed and roads are all filled with water and trains are derailing and trains are not working, buses are not working. But if you reach today between 5 and 7, you will get 10 crores of rupees. What will you do? नहीं, क्या है ना, लैक ऑफ बिलीफ नहीं है. आई एम गिविंग अ कंडीशन टू यू दैट इट इज ऑल ट्रू. आई एम नॉट टेलिंग लाई टू यू और ट्राइंग टू फेक यू और ट्राइंग टू फूल यू अराउंड. इट्स नॉट अप्रिल फूल, इट्स अ फैक्ट. बट द अटैचमेंट दैट वी हैव ना आर टू मच. द अटैचमेंट इज दैट वी हैव, आसक्ति इतनी हमारी है ना. एंड देर आर 150 थिंग्स ऑफ अटैचमेंट, नॉट वन थिंग. फॉर यू मे बी चाइल्ड एग्जाम, यू मे बी समथिंग, यू मे बी समथिंग, यू मे बी समथिंग, maybe some daughter's marriage, something, I don't know. There may be n number of things. But each one has their own stock of that. Even if the Lord is, tell me, Jesus Christ came. Huh? He went on the cross saying what? I will take all your sins. You just worship the Lord and I'll take you to the kingdom of God. Itana koi kar sakta hai kya? Imagine. Why only Jesus Christ? So many saints have come. And they have sacrificed so much. For what they did all these things? They are only saying one thing. You just surrender to the Lord, worship your Lord, pray to Him, and go back to Him. Why suffer here? But how many people are taken seriously what they have said? Tell me. Oh, wow, so nice, my Lord Jesus, you are so wonderful. You took all our sins and you hung on the cross. But I will keep doing my own things still. Thank you very much. But I will keep doing my sins and I will keep doing the same things over here. Is it not true? Actually, tell me. I believe in Him. I worship Him. I like Him. And everything fine. I believe in His words were also true. Whatever He said in Bible and whatever He's preaching, everything is fine. But, you know, I will keep doing what I'm doing. It is like that. Because attachment is so much. It's like the addict, you know, who is with a brown sugar addict. I'm now talking to 2-3 people whose sons are drug addicts. They are frustrated like anything. तो सब मालूम है उसको कि ड्रग खराब है, it's costly, it's destroying my life, it is destroying my family, everybody is frustrated and I want to commit suicide. Everything is there. But still, as soon as drug level goes down in the body, he is restless, he will go, he will show a gun to you, whatever, he will take the money, buy it and smoke it. Again he will say, oh mommy, I'm such a sinful guy, and he will cry, please forgive mama, I love you, as long as the drug is in the body. Again the serum level of drug comes down, again mommy, chaku nikalega, give money to me, otherwise I'll take your silver pot and go and sell it, because he's so addicted to what he's doing. And we feel, see what a nonsense person is this, he's taking brown sugar. But all of us are like that only. saintly people, like when you people look at the drug addict, you say, look at this. What a useless guy is. He's a brown sugar addict. He's spoiled his whole life. He should not do this. But when saintly people look at you and me, they feel the same thing. Look at all these guys. They are just attached so much, entangled, so much entangled here. We are telling them, get out of this place. This is jail. I mean, do your duties, but don't be so attached. Attached to the Lord. Right? So when they are on that platform, they look at us like this. I mean, we are on this platform, we look at a drug addict like this. When the demigods see you, they see, these human beings, they smell so bad. Their hair smells so bad, their mouth smells so bad, and they are so ugly looking, and there are no beauty at all. In my kingdom, when I go to Swargaloka, our ladies smell so beautiful, their body, when they sweat, it just smells like fragrant, different flowers. And they're so beautiful, their eyes and hair. But look at these human beings. They're falling in love and they're so attached and they're committing suicide because their heart is broken and this and that. So stupid it is. This is what they see when they see you. And when you see Mr. Pig and Mrs. Pig, and you see, look at them, they're in the gutter. And what they're doing, they don't even know. But the gut, Mr. Pig and Mrs. Pig feels she is the only beauty in the whole creation that I know of. Mr. Pig is telling Mrs. Pig that there is nothing in the world more beautiful than you. And Mrs. Pig says the same thing to Mr. Pig also. Even a Miss Universe of this world, actual human being Miss Universe, goes there. He feels, this is all nonsense. Look at this. This is my girlfriend. And you say, look at this. It's like that. When Mr. Rat and Mrs. Rat, they see each other, for them, there is nothing more attractive than each other. But because you are a human being, you feel so ugly. Because they smell so bad and all. But looking at us, demigods feel the same thing. And looking at demigods, the spiritual world people, they feel the same thing. He says, look at these people. So much engrossed in enjoyment. They don't even know that they are going to die one day. Even demigods die one day. They have lifespan. Long maybe, but there is a lifespan. So degree of purity. When there is degree of purity, you can see things. So when you are now you, and then you become saintly one day after purification, and then you say, what I was before. My God, what I was doing. What all I did. My guru saved me and lifted me from this gutter and got me in this condition. My God, good I was saved. But you meet the other person who was with you, who is still in the gutter today. He is drunk on Sunday night and he is in the gutter of Shivaji Park, the famous gutter of Shivaji Park. Wow, I'm in the heavens. What do you know what I'm enjoying? You guys are staying in the bed in the house, look at me. And when he wakes up, he says, where I am? So he's in illusion right now. And somebody picked you up from the illusion and woke you up from the illusion and actually cleaned you and made you very pure. Then again, will you go back to the gutter again? After praying holy for the whole day and then finally said holy end at 5 p.m. You all go and take bath and again come out in nice clean dress and come to gallery and somebody comes with a pichkari. What do you say? Abhi now I'm clean myself and it's like that. And we all are actually in that illusion that, so nice, I'm living, I will live. But very soon death will come and take all that you are attached to. Death will take away everything. Your child, your property, your mother, your father, your husband, your house, whatever you are attached to, your country, your birthplace, your village, everything will be taken by one stroke of death. Everything will be gone from you. And you go, I love these things. Chalo, time up. Time ho gaya. Chalo, we get lost from here. And new set will start. And again, in new set, my American country, my willing, my West Virginia, my house, my job, my language, my people, my country. And there you'll die one day. And then you'll find yourself as a pig into some Indian Uttar Pradesh village. And you say, my gutter and my sewage and my beautiful piglets and my Mrs. Pig, all this is my wonderful entourage. This is the new thing. and we'll die as a pig, then we'll say, oh, this is my Mrs. Rat, this is my Mr. Rat, this is my hole where I will live, I have to take care of snakes, I'm not coming from here, and I have to take my family, and this is my, like that. This is how it is. This is how it goes on. So this point, where I brought it from? When great things are arranged for us, for deliverance, why we still hesitate? Because we are attached so much. And how to come out of the attachment? That is why we have to chant the holy name of the Lord. When we chant the holy name and pray, then all these attachments will be, they will be there. You'll do your duties. I'm not saying you should run away from duties. You'll do your duties, but you'll not be attached. You'll know, I'll do my duties, but my goal of life is different. I'll keep working. I'll not neglect my children and neglect my husband, because now I heard Dr. Shanbhag on Friday at 12:30 that everything is bogus and everything is illusory. My husband is illusory. Child is illusory. You'll go and repeat my lecture to your husband. Oh, husband, you are an illusion in my life. I thought I love you, but now I understand you are an illusion. So now today onwards, Hare Krishna. I'll do my duty, but forget everything. I am now on the way of God. It is not like that. You keep your doing duty with love and affection, but in the heart of heart you should know that my heart is meant for the Lord. Dil jo hai, wo Bhagwan ke liye. Dimag jo hai, wo dunya ke liye. Dunya mein jina hai, dimag laga ke jiyo. Bhagwan ke paas dil leke jao. Dil unki property. Give it to him. And then you will be happy and successful. So, 5 minutes are there. I will tell you one nice story of the many stories that we heard all these days. One story I will tell you. There was one big elephant. His name was Gajendra. He became an elephant from a king. As a king, he made some offenses. So he was cursed to become an elephant. So he became an elephant, but he became a king of elephants. He was so strong, so powerful, that lions, whenever he would leave his home and come out, lions would offer pranam to him from distance and run away. Not even come to him and offer pranams. He may still kick you. He was so powerful and so proud of his power. In the jungle, lions and tigers would run away in fear when he would come out of his house. And he would come out of his house and he would uproot trees and he will impress his wives. Many she elephants were there, many babies were there, many soldiers were there, many his guards were there. He would just come out in full entourage and enjoy in water ponds, and he will, well, like careless, like rich man. He's very powerful, very rich, very influential. So like every day he would, one day was going to forest and all the other animals were running away. And with many wives he was entering into a pond. And entering into a pond, and again he lifted water from his trunk and sprinkled on his wife, and they sprinkled on him, and he sprinkled on his children. They were all enjoying, like beautiful, cool celestial waters with nice trees around and atmosphere very beautiful. He was just enjoying with all his family. And suddenly he realized that his one of the four legs is in the mouth of a crocodile. Suddenly he realized. He was so proud of his strength. He said, who cares? When I lift my leg, such 50 crocodiles fly in the sky. Agar maine pair utha ke jhada, to wo crocodile sa hawa mein ud jayega. He thought like that, and he started doing the same thing. But every time he would try to kick away the crocodile would not leave him. And he was not able to lift the crocodile also. Otherwise he would lift the crocodile by his leg and it will be thrown in the wilderness. So he became so serious. He said, okay, this is a strong opponent. So he started fighting with him. And suddenly the enjoyment stopped. Nah? I mean, I'm just enjoying with my wives and my children and my people, and I'm just, suddenly all enjoyment stopped. They just went aside and the war began. And it was in Satya Yuga. So the war continued for 1,000 celestial years, which means each day was 6 months long. 1,000 years the war continued, battling. Sometimes crocodile, sometimes he would be victorious, looking like victorious, but war was continuing, And after, at the end of 1,000 years, the elephant realized, he had lost all my strength. Because I am the animal of land, and crocodile is the living entity of the water. So crocodile is in natural habitat and I am in abnormal atmosphere. So I lost my strength and he gained his strength because he is in the natural place for his sake. On his own pitch, you can say. Batting on his own pitch. And I am in the foreign country. Apna kaisa India? Gali mein share. Wahan par Bangladesh bhi maar ke aate unko pura. Ghar ke bahar gaye to anybody can shoot you. Ghar mein you are always victorious. He said, I am in the foreign place. And then he looked around, you know. All his wives were crying. The children were crying. Soldiers were helplessly watching. Kya karna hai abhi? And he came to know, none of these guys can do anything for me. Yes, they love me. My children love me. My wife love me. My soldiers want to save me. But I understand that nobody is able to help me. Because my leg is in the mouth of crocodile. And more my leg is in this crocodile, in his mouth. And he's going to win, I'm going to lose. So he came to a very big realization in his life, which all of us should come to know one day. That at the time of death, nothing will help you. No loving relatives, no money, no power, no influence, no social status, no degree of yours, education, whatever you think is your asset in life, your beauty, your youth, your strength, your education, your fame, your name, whatever you think you have and you are proud of, nothing of these things will help you at the moment of death. Everything is useless and you'll just die helplessly. You can't tell death, you know I'm Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of India, how can you take me? Who cares? And death comes, it doesn't differentiate between George Kennedy, John F. Kennedy and George Bush and Barack Obama and Sharif, Nawaz Sharif and Narendra Modi. Everybody is in the same line. When death comes, it doesn't recognize anything, who you are. So, in the past life, he had learned a lot of prayers because he was a great devotee of the Lord. And he used to regularly offer prayers. Suddenly, now, at that moment of helplessness and with this helpless realization, he remembered those prayers in the last life as a human being and started offering those prayers to Lord. Oh Lord, please save me. My life is in danger. I am totally helpless. My all strength, all my assets are all useless now. I only depend on you, my Lord. Now you will wonder, he is an elephant body. How is he offering prayers like a human being? Lesson for us here is, if you sincerely offer prayers to Lord in this lifetime as a human being, your prayers will help you when you need them the most. You may be left this body, you have gone to another life. But your prayers, because they are spiritual, they will be with you. And you will be reminded of those prayers. Suddenly you will remember those prayers, what to offer. So he was in the body of elephant also, was able to offer prayers which he had offered as a human being, as King Indradumna. So he offered the prayers and what he did is, with his trunk, with his leg in the mouth of crocodile, with his trunk he plucked one lotus flower from the pond and threw in the sky in the name of the Lord. Oh Lord, please accept my offering. Now I surrender to you. And you know what happened? Lord Vishnu was in Vaikuntha, in the kingdom of God. Told Garuda, immediately leave. We are going down. And you have to fly as fast as possible. Within few seconds we have to reach. Now, Vaikuntha kidhar hai, world kidhar hai. It may take years to reach here. It is said that Lord pushed the Garuda, eagle, so fast that Garuda fainted on the way. Even if you are Garuda, your capacity, you may be thousands of miles per minute maybe. But still, you have a limit to go, na? Your car has a limit, now you cannot go beyond that limit. So when Lord pushed him harder, Garuda actually fainted on the way. So then what to do? You know what to do? What did Lord did? Instead of Garuda carrying him, Lord carried unconscious Garuda on his shoulder and came down. That is why we say, why, what Lord cannot do? He can do anything. So he didn't say, okay, put him into a mechanic shop, let him repair, let me repair my vehicle, you know, put him in practice again and then I'll go down. Because what to do? Vehicle collapsed, break down on the road. No, he lifted Garuda on his shoulder and he came down. It is explained in few seconds he came. And then unconscious Garuda kept him aside and immediately went by two arms. He lifted the elephant from the pond. And when he lifted elephant from pond, along with came the crocodile who was holding his leg. वो तो पकड़ के रखा है, थोड़ी छोड़ा छोड़ेगा उसको. Whether you take him out of water, in water, he is holding it, not leaving it. So what the Lord did, with two arms he took him out, and he had four arms. So with third arm, he released the chakra and cut off the crocodile and released the elephant. As soon as Lord's hands touched him, he became King Indradyumna again. But he was cursed to become elephant, na? So as soon as the Lord's hands touched him, he immediately was released from his curse and he became King Indradyumna. And what happened to the crocodile? Then the crocodile became a demigod immediately. Because the crocodile was a demigod, Gandharva, who was cursed to become crocodile. He was from another planet. So as soon as he was cut by chakra, he became a demigod again. Both of them offered prayers and they went back to their own places. But one of them went to their own place, Gandharva Loka, but the elephant went back to Godhead. This is called as Gajendra Moksha Katha. Gajendra Moksha means the story of liberation of the king of elephants. And what do we learn from that? That nothing is going to help you with the moment of death. Only the prayers that you offered in this lifetime will help you. Nothing will come to your rescue. Nothing can come to your rescue, even if it wants to come to rescue. Your money will like to help you to pay your bills and get highest medicine, but it will not help you. Only your prayers, which you have offered sincerely, will help you. And when you can offer your prayers sincerely, when everything apparently all right, if that time you have actually trained yourself to offer prayers, those prayers will come back to your rescue and will attract the attention of the Lord to save you. That's why we hear this story, so that we get hope, you know, we get hope, strength, we get idea what to do, how to conduct our life, whatever life we may be living, difficult, easy, but how we can now act upon, we understand from this story. And we may be as dull as the elephant, you know, proud and strong, but if you offer prayer sometime in life, they'll come to your rescue. They'll come to your rescue. That is wake-up call. Not wake-up call for sleeping. Wake-up call when we get hurt physically. It's a wake-up call of the Lord. That life is not permanent here. Anytime we may go. Anytime. Today giving lecture, after that 5 minutes, Hari Bol. Ami jato amcha gava. Amcha ram ram ghyava. This is like this. So do not waste time. Life is very short. Whatever life you have, whatever intelligence you have right now, use all that so that you can pray to the Lord, serve the Lord, and become eligible to enter the kingdom of God. That is why we are here. Otherwise, you may be a nurse, I may be a doctor, you may be whatever. You may think I am so and so. It's all going to go one day. Nothing is going to remain. Nothing is going to remain. Death doesn't care whether you're a doctor, engineer, or politician, or a rich man. Death is death. Death doesn't understand any language except to take you. It's only one thing they can do. Take you out of this body and take you to your destination. Yeah? So we should take the benefit that is available. Don't ignore the benefit that is available next door to you. And take the full benefit, whatever is available. And make the best of things that is available to you in life. Hare Krishna.